Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. The founder and publisher of the longest-running African-American newspaper in Nashville has died. Rosetta Miller Perry was 91. She started the Tennessee Tribune in 1991 and eventually relocated its offices to historic Jefferson Street, where it stands to this day. The paper circulates in Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Memphis, as well as Nashville. Miller Perry also founded the Nashville Black Chamber of Commerce. She was a respected and outspoken voice for civil rights, a supporter of Black-owned businesses, and a proponent of telling stories about the achievements of African Americans in Tennessee. She earned a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Newspaper Publishers Association in 2019. She's given several interviews to Nashville Public Radio, including an hour-long profile in 2022 on Our Daily Show, This is Nashville. Miller Perry talked about the early challenges of starting the Tribune.
When I started out, my editors were white. I couldn't get any Black folks to work for me. And that's sad. The only individuals I could find were really working for another company, and they had to work for me like undercover. See, and a lot of my early papers, you'll see a name in there, it's a fake name, because they feared for their upward mobility. And you know, I live with that. I still think about that. They didn't know where I'd be today.
In an email statement, the Tribune staff said the newspaper will continue to publish in Miller Perry's absence and will have tributes to the trailblazer in the coming days. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. Tennessee soybean farmers are hailing a ruling yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court in favor of the maker of Roundup, a popular weed killer. The majority of the court ruled that the manufacturer cannot be sued for failing to warn people that the pesticide might cause cancer. The ruling will prevent thousands of lawsuits that seek to secure payouts from the company because of the health risk. About 200,000 Roundup-related claims have been made against the parent company, Bayer. The president of the Soybean Association in Tennessee says all pesticides have undergone years of review by federal regulatory agencies, and he says this decision provides clarity for Tennessee's farmers and community members regarding the safety of the products. Soybeans are the state's most prominent row crop, mostly in Middle and West Tennessee. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.